Live from Torquay, this is Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we're broadcasting this morning from the Torquay RSL. A lot of noise happening in the background because it is two up that they're playing in front of us here at our broadcast position. But it's a very great pleasure to welcome to the program Cess Browning, who's here as a World War II veteran. Cess, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Can you hear us?
No, not with that. Well,
I'm sorry, it's very, very noisy. But can you just describe a little bit about what Anzac Day means to you, if you can hear that question?
Well, it is a day of remembrance, and I think we're terribly lucky in Torquay to have the position we have to hold it. It's a wonderful place, Port Danger, and when the firing party goes off, for example, it's very inspiring. It's just lovely.
And can you describe your involvement in World War II? I mean, people like me aren't veterans. We would have absolutely no idea what it's like. So can you describe that for the listeners?
Yes. I was 17 when I joined the Navy, and that was in 1942. I did training, a little training down at Flinders Naval Depot. I went and done an assault course up in Queensland, and then drafted to one of the landing ships, which carried out landing of American and Australian soldiers over in the war zones.
And what was sort of going through your mind at the time?
Oh, I was very young, so I didn't know not terribly much about war. It was only at later years that I come to realise how, well, particularly the Army, what they must have gone through.
Was it sort of a desire to serve your country, or what really motivated you to get involved in the first place?
Well, I went to sea on a ship, a passenger ship, with an aunt when I was about 9 years old, and I fell in love with the sea, I think, from then on. And I thought when it was time to join up, I'd rather go into the Navy than anything else.
And did you think that turned out to be a good decision?
Oh, wonderful. I met some wonderful people and remained mates for 70-odd years now. No, wonderful choice.
What was it like coming back after the war? I mean, you said that you only realised sort of in later years how significant it was, but was there enough support for you when you returned?
Oh, I think so. I never looked for support, to be honest. I'm quite happy to have done what I've done, what little there was, and pleased to get home.
What did you do in your vocation or life, you know, straight after the war? How did you continue on?
I did a course in painting and decorating. And continue with that the rest of my life.
And you're involved in the Torquay RSL down here, is that
to
right?
To a small degree.
And how would you describe that organisation?
Absolutely wonderful. I've lived in Torquay for 52 years and been a member of the RSL before that, when I was living in Melbourne. This one here is very small compared with the one I was used to. But the mateship is just so wonderful, and each succeeding year, you think it couldn't get any better, but with the present organisation we have here now, led by Ian Gilbank and his committee, they're doing a wonderful job. Wonderful.
How do you think we as a society are sort of commemorating Anzac Day? Do you think more people are doing things now like going to dawn services than in the past?
Well, the numbers suggest yes.
They do.
And down here particularly.
Were you down at the dawn service this morning?
I was.
Was it affected by the rain or the recent flash
flood? Only numbers, only, yep. Which is, it was still pretty big.
And what's it like going to it year after year? I mean, you've probably been to so many now.
I have been to quite a number.
Does it lose its significance as time goes on?
No, I think you learn more about it as you... I've read more about it than I used to when I was younger.
Yeah. And there's obviously been other conflicts now that we're talking about a lot more, other than World War II. Have you read a lot of those reports on other conflicts?
I've read, but not as much as I did with the First World War. I must admit, some of the things they had to put up with those soldiers, oh, terrible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's sort of the main thing that they're commemorating on Anzac Day. So thank you very much for being with us this morning, Cess. I really appreciate it. And I think you're going home now to watch on the TV what's been happening up in Melbourne.
That's correct, I am.
We'll enjoy that. Thank you for giving us your time
today. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cess Browning joining us there. We're here at the Torquay RSL. And
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.